Okay, we are picking up seven lines from the top of Nun Zayin Amud Aleph from the new parak Shnei Nazirim. Our learning is once again sponsored Le'ili Nishmas Shalomis Bas Yaakov. I apologize for those who listen on YU Torah. The site was down yesterday. I was not able to upload this year. Be'ez Hashem, I'll be able to in the future. Again, I have a group. If you want to message me, email me, I could put you on. We have also, I send it on WhatsApp for times like this. So if anyone wants to listen through that, I'm more than happy to add you. So the Mishnah is telling us now, Shnei Nazirim Sha'amar Lahen Echad. So here we're discussing a similar thing that we had before about a Safek Tumah. So generally, right, we have a concept called Eid Echad Ne'eman Bisurin, that one witness, both a male or a female for this purpose, is Ne'eman to believe, to tell you that something is either kosher, a treif, etc. That's how you'll be able to eat from the butcher, right? Because it's an Eid Echad. He got it from the person who originally shafted it, the person, however many people are Nechamans you have to go through. But that is, that's how Eid Echad Ne'eman Bisurin works. So that if one of them, so here we have, Shnei Nazirim Sha'amar Lahen Echad, Ra'isi Echad Ve'em Shenitma. So here, the guy tells them that you guys became Tame. And the Rush points out, though, you have to also explain that they were silent, because if they would contradict that aid, that they're not Ne'eman based on the Gemara Kedushin. So you have to assume that the aid would not be, the witness would not be believed if he is contradicted. So here they're quiet. They say, "Oh, we didn't realize. Thank you for telling us." So they were both there, and he says, "One of you guys became Tame. One of you touched a, you didn't realize that was a grave site over there. And when you walked over it, and I don't know which one it was. I don't know who it was." So now what are you supposed to do? So the halacha is megalchen, and they have to both, when they're done, they were sitting right now, they did a standard Nazirus of 30 days, so you'd have to wait. You're not allowed to, the one who would have been Tameh really, after Shlishi Vishvi, should have immediately started his Nazirus, but you're not able to do that over here. Why? Because maybe he's the one who was Tahor, so he'd be illegally shaving, which is Nisr Dereisa, so you have to wait, similarly like we had in the previous case, quoting the Mishnah later on the test. Was the you have to wait now. So you wait till day 30. So manashach, if the guy was really Tamer the whole time, he finished his term. So it's Tiglacha Satara, now it's fine. If the guy was Tame, so then he just delayed his Tame, that he really could have done it after 7 days, but he didn't. So now he's just restarting the process that you have to wait till another 30 days. So then, well, maybe in Korban Tumah v'Korban Tara. So they both bring a Korban Tumah v'Tara, because we don't know which one applies to which. And you can make the following declaration. V'Omer, so one Reuven says, Im ani tame, if I'm the one who is Tame, Korban Tumah sheli v'Korban Tara b'shalach. That the Korban of the Tumah is mine, and the Korban Tara is going to be yours. V'im ani hu ator, if I'm the one who is Tar, then Korban Tara sheli v'Korban Tumah shalach. So that, and then the other one also repeats the same thing. And therefore, Mimanashach, the Korban is going to be valid, because whoever was the actual Nazir who was Tahor is bringing valid Korbanos, and the one who was Tameh would also be valid in Korbanos. But you're not done there yet, because again, we've just accomplished for the one who was really Tahor, he's now finished his term, but they're not both Safik. Maybe they both were the one who are the Tameh. So now, Sofrim Shloshim Yom, so now they have to keep another 30 days, or keep another 30 days, because maybe the one who was Tameh never accomplished his Naziris yet. Maybe in Korban Tahara. So now they bring one Korban Tahara. So in contrast to the previous case where there's two sets of Korbanos, here you only need one. Because only the one who was really Tameh before, which is only one of them, is going to be the one who has to bring a Korban. V'omer im ani hu atameh, and he says, if I'm the one who is Tameh, and I didn't really start my Naziris till now, so then this Korban Tuma Shaliv and Korban Tahara Shalach. The Korban Tuva was previously mine, now the Korban Tara was yours. Is that Korban Tarasi? And this now is my Korban Tarasi. V'im ani ator, and I was the Torah one before, Korban Tara Shaliv, Korban Tuma Shalach, v'zeh Korban Taraska, and this is your Korban. So this is definitely ensuring that whoever was the right person, that would be the one who is bringing the Korban. So that is the halacha that we see over here from the Mishnah. So the Gemara now says, Katani, Shnei Nizirim, Sha'amar Lehem, Ra'isi Echad Mekem, Shnitma Venedea Ezemekem. So the Mishnah taught the case where the Nazir saying, was said by somebody else that, hey, there was Reuben and Shimon, and Levi says to them, one of you walked over a grave right now, and, or possibly walked over a grave. I'm not sure which one it was. So that's what's called the classic Safek Tuma. So the Gemara asks, Lev, am I, Kol Safek Tuma, Bereshus Yachid, Me'icha Yelfinana. Where do we learn the halachas of Safek Tuma? And Mirtz Hashem, we're going to be up to that very soon. Maseches Sota. So where is that halacha learned from a Sota? Because when it comes to a Sota, it says Venistra v'hi nitma'a, that she is Tameh. So she's only a Safek Tumah. So we see that a Safek Tumah is treated as a vade tumah with regards to a sota. But that's a sota because a sota is only, as the Gemara is about to point out, masota boel veniv elis. Who is the only person there? She was misata herself. She went into a room alone with the guy, the suspected adulterer. So that was her and him. So that was only two people. So af kol safek tumah b'rishus ha'yachid. So the lacha is that every tumah that's in on a private domain is going to be treated as if you are vaday tame. However, kigon te'ika beitrei, that's only an example where you have two people. Aval hacha, but over here in our case, in our Mishnah, what did we say the case was? You have Reuben and Shimon, but Levi was a third guy there. Levi was telling them, hey, one of you guys is tame. Shnei nezir v'hai dekai gabeon. So you have two, you have Reuben and Shimon, but Levi was there with them. Hatzlasa, havilei safek tuma b'rishus ha'rabim, v'chol safek tuma b'rishus ha'rabim, sveiko tar. It's based on the numbers over here. We assume that a Rishus Rabbim for these purposes, not like Hilchos Shabbos Rishus Rabbim, anytime you have three people, that already is making it a Safek Tumah B'Rishus Rabbim, and that would be Tahar. So why does the Mishnah tell you that you are, why are we treating you as you're being Tameh? You are with the presence of the other guy. So with the presence of the other guy, Pashut, you should be Tahar. Why do we have this whole process in the first place, says the Gemara. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Baravuna, Be'omer Ra'isi Tumah Shenizraka B'Nechem. The Mishnah is talking at a case where he wasn't next to them. You assume that he was right next to them. But no, says the Rashi, was at least four amos away, which could be defined as a different Rishus. And since he's away from them, that is considered as only Reuven and Shimon being there. Levi, who is at a distance, 10 feet away, let's say, he's more than Dalet Amos. So then Reuven, if Levi tells him that, then he's not considered in the same Rishus. And that is considered a Tumah B'Rishus Ayachid. So that would be the Lacha of Tumah B'Rishus Ayachid. So Tosas of the Kaval de Kasha, Tosas asks, if this is a case of Tumah B'Rishus Ha'yachid, so why do we have to have a question as to the status? They're not Safek Tameh, as we mentioned. When it comes to a Sota, we treat her Vinitma. The Pasuk tells you that we treat her as a Vadai. So if that's the case over here also, we should treat them as definitely Tameh. And each one should have to bring a Korban Tumah and Shalma Yisrael. They have to keep the 30 days and then bring a Korban Tara after. That's the Halacha of Safek Tumah B'Rishus Ha'yachid. So what's going on over here? So Tosas answer that Safek Tumah B'Rishus Ha'yachid is only where it's possible to assume that this was, that it could have happened to you. And therefore, meaning that you were walking down the way, and then you, Safek Tumah arrived at you, and if it's a Safek Tumah, so then the halacha would be that you are, you might be Tameh, in which case, then if that's the case, then you are you are going to be Safek Tumah, and that's why you're treated as Vadai. However, here it's impossible that the Vadaos is impossible, because we know, the guy says, I saw only one of you walked over this gravesite. I saw you guys the whole time that you were there, and only one of you walked over it. So it's 100% that one of you is not Tameh. So you can't tell me that we could treat it as a Vadai, where that is just in a Metzias, in the way of reality, that is impossible, so Tosa says. So therefore, that's why we don't treat you as a Vadai. So only one of them is going to be, it's a real Safek case, and that's why you have to have the method that the Mishnah tells you, that you have to only bring one Korban for Ketumah. So says the Gemara, so what are we saying? So that you're far away from it. And the Gemara says, Amar Ravashi. Ravashi brings a support for Rabba Bar Avuna. Deikonami, this can actually be a diuk from the Mishnah. If you look carefully at the Mishnah seems to be saying this, because Diktani, the Mishnah says, V'eini Odea Eza Mikem, I don't know which of you was Tameh. Shmamina, that we see from Avir, it wasn't near them. Because if he were close to them, he would obviously could tell who they are. Since they're at a distance, you saw like the back of them, you guys are wearing the same shirt, you're wearing white shirts, and you're walking that way. So I don't know. I don't know who it was, and therefore, I cannot identify who he were, and that's why it's Mashma in the Mishnah that he was far away. Very good. Megalchan Mavin, so the next part of the Mishnah said that when they are going to be, when they're going to be Tahar, so then they bring the case and they shave their heads. As we know, there is an Isra Daraisa, right, to pass Rosh Hashem Lasakifu, that's what we call, to not be Megalech, to Baltakif, to not to shave the sides of your head. So now, there's a special dispensation that when it comes to a Nazir, that's a Mitzvah Daraisa, that's an Esse Dochelos Hasei, and same thing by Mitzora. But that's only the case where a Nazir is Vadei Tahor. However, if a Nazir over here is not, so then you have a Suffolk, maybe he's violating an Isra Daraisa of Baltakif. So, Lechora, why is the Gemara waiting to ask this question on the first case, on the second case rather, on the case where they're bringing it jointly? Why don't you ask it on the first case where they're bringing a Taglachas to Tara and the Taglachas to Tumah? Maybe the one who's really Tara is bringing Taglachas to Tumah, and now it's a problem that you are violating Baal Takif over there. So the Rishonim explain that this is not a problem, because when they're both bringing the Korbanos, so the time that the Nazir originally been Tameh, you're obligated to bring a Korban. So if you're bringing a Korban, that's no longer going to be considered the Isser of Baal Takif in the first round, because they're both bringing a Korban to Glachas Turba, to Glachas Tahara. That is Mutter for you, because it's just the Korbanos, and then you're accepting Ki'ilu Abli Neder, that you're accepting another Nazirus. The question is, on the second round, where there's only one Korban being brought, so that one Korban can only accomplish for one of them, who was supposed to be the one who was Tameh the first time around, so only one of them is accomplishing his Korbanos. So if that's the case, you're maybe violating the Isser Dereis of Baal Takif. So the Gemara answers, Amar Shmuel B'isha V'Katan. So the halacha is that the Gemara learns out in Sanhedrin that women are excluded from the Isser of Baal Takif. Baal Takif only lo takifu pasur shechem lo tashkiz pasur kenecha. Those halachas only apply to an adult. As a katan, he's allowed to, since a katan is not chayev in the mitzvahs yet. So therefore, we're talking about a case where, let's say, two women accepted mizirus, or two ketanim accepted mizirus, and obviously they were at the age where some achle ishif, some might say they were like 12, and they were boys. So the halacha is, so then the halacha would apply. So then the shaving for themselves would not be an issue, or the woman shaving for herself also would not be an issue. The Gemara says, "V'luk mi begadol," but why don't we just say that the case of the Mishnah is also talking about men. As we saw, there's a shita that assumes that shaving your entire head from beginning to end, so leaving no hair whatsoever, that's not called hakafas arosh, right? There's a machlokas. So some understood that only when you leave off part of the hair at the top of the head and you shave off the corners, that's when it's hakafas arosh. Shaving the entire head might be not an iser bichlal. That's what we saw earlier, daf mem aleph. So if Shmuel had like this, then it's a much easier answer. We could say that we're talking about two gedolim, and there's no problem because of this point. So the Gemara says, "Medelomo kim lahachish maminakas aver Shmuel akafas kol arosh shmei akafa." So since Shmuel does not understand the Mishnah in this way, so we see from over here that Shmuel holds that shaving the entire head is in fact an Isser D'Oraisa, and that's why he was unable to give this answer. That's a good raya that Shmuel does not hold like that. That's what the Gemara is pointing out. The Gemara says, "Yes, you're right. That's correct." So now the Gemara gives, that was one answer that we have based on Shmuel. Now the Gemara gives a different answer based on, he thought we were done with this, but the Mishnah and Daf and Tesla Beis, which we discussed at length in yesterday's Daf, we're going to go through that again. He refers to it as the end. The Sefer is really not the same Mishnah. It's the next Mishnah over on Daf and Tesla Beis, which is in the Mishnah. It's one next to the other, right? We have just the Gemara in between. Is Nazir Shaya Tame Besafik and Mukhlat Besafik, a Nazir who was in doubt whether he was Tame from a Tame Meis, and also he had a doubt whether or not it was a Safik, whether he had been a Mitzora. So then you have the problem about shaving during both of these things. So the halacha was Ocha Bakachim Lachar Shishim Yom. So because since he's a Safik Mitzora, he's Asur to catch him until he's Mitar himself from a Mitzora. So he has to have his entire body shaved twice, right, including his head. But it's possible that a Mitzora, he's a regular Nazir. It wasn't a Mitzvah at all. He can't shave until the end of a Nazirah. So you have to wait till after day 30. We're talking about you keep the regular Shloshim Yom. So he cannot do the first body shaving until after the 30th day. At that point, he could do it. So from a shaving is counted as the time of the Glachas Atar's beginning afterwards. He went to shave his head at that point afterwards. So after the 30 days. So after 60 days, we're assuming that he can be Mitar himself from Tara'as and then bring his Korbanos on the next day, after which he's permitted to eat kachim again. That's what we're assuming. So megalech dalet tiglachos, he has to shave his head four different times. That's what we saw before, right? To keep the day. If you remember from yesterday's daf, we had fleshed out that to negate all possibilities in order to save ourselves from all the possibilities of possibly having an issue, then we did this process again from day 0 to day 30. So he's doing it out to the first shaving. The possibility is eliminated would be the first shaving of Mitzora, but you still might be a Nazir Tar and then you'd be Mitzora, and then we have the second shaving for the Mitzora, and then you have the Nazir Tame and the Nazir Tar. That's the mention, if you mentioned, that was yesterday's daf about the possibilities to negate all possibilities. Therefore, he has to keep for four different times. So the Gemara says, V'ay ka'avid akafa, but over here also, he is violating the Issa D'Oraisa of shaving his head possibly. Right? So that is a similar thing, because only Safik he was a Mitzor. Safik he was a Nazir's Tameh, and now you're shaving your head, which is an Isser D'Oraisa. Tosos of an interesting girsa, it might be important to read in the Hevshech that not necessarily Hakaf Asarosh, but rather Hashchas Asazakan, that he's shaving his beard. So according to Tosos, the Gemara's question is focusing on the shaving of the Metzorah, when he's shaving his entire body. So the Gemara's asking, how is a Metzorah able to shave off his head? He may be shaving off his beard without any obligation to do so, which is an Isra D'Oraisa. So that is the question that we have based on our Gemara is focusing on the last three, as opposed to the way Tosos is having it, is going to be really more of the Hemshech, because the answer might be different. Amar Shmuel, Be'isha V'Katan. Mishnah is talking about an Isha V'Katan, neither of whom is going to be subject to the Isra of Baal Takif, or according to Tosos, Baal Tashchis of their beards either. So if the Gemara's question is dealing with the concern about Baal Takif, the question and the answer are applicable to our Mishnah as well as the Mishnah on the Testament Beis. So, but it's difficult to understand why Shmuel would have focused on that, why Mar Zutra would say that this Ikad Amrei of Mar Zutra differently. So the Chora is the same exact thing. According to Tosos, it's the same Nafkamina. But Tosos is saying that the difference would be shaving the beard and not the head, and it's problematic only in the Mishnah on the Testament Beis, whereas a possible Metzorah, he may shave his entire body. So it would come out that according to Shmuel wouldn't be concerned with the problem of Baal Takif of the head, because maybe Itaka holds that Akafas Kol HaRosh is Lo Shmei Akafas. It'd be a big Nafkamina in Tosos' read that comes out very differently from our read of the Gemara. So that would be an interesting Nafkamina between the two. So it's just a nafkamina in explaining the Gemara, but that's an important difference. So now the Gemara discusses the idea, once around the Baal Takif, how it applies to women and to children. Somebody who shaves off the head of a katan is chayav for the Isra of Baal Takif. So the Isra of Baal Takif applies when you're doing it to somebody else, and this is going to apply even to a katan, even though a katan himself is not going to be chayav because below the age of our mitzvah, but to do it to him is going to be chayav. That's the shita of Rav Huna. Amar lei Ravada bar Ravada Rav Huna v'didach man megalech lehun. Ah, who's shaving the head of your children? Apparently, it was a practice in the time of the Moraim that they would shave their entire head to keep it clean. Maybe, I don't know, keep their germs away. So they would shave their entire head because they held that children are not chayiv in this thing. So Ravada bar Ravada is understanding that according to you, Rav Huna, who say that it's a child is aser. So then, who's shaving the children's hair? So the Gemara says, Amar lei Chova. He said, Chova. Chova is my wife. That was his name of my wife. Rav Huna understood that women are not chayav bichlal in the Isra. They could do it to themselves. They could do it to somebody who's chayav also. So the Gemara says, Rav Ada bar Ava responded, Takriva Chova levnei. How could Chova be doing this? Literally, she should bury her children. Meaning, Rav Ada bar Ava is understanding there's no distinction between a man and a woman in regards to the Isra to do makir someone else. So he's arguing that if a man is chayav on a child, so too a woman is. And he's saying that if Chova is doing this, she clearly doesn't care about halachas, and she's right? So she should punish, she should bury her children. So the Gemara points out, even though he said this strong statement, and even, he maybe didn't know that Rav Huna understood that there is no issue on the woman. So, and he held that it was actually a mutter. He didn't think that his wife was not violating anything. So we see that a tzaddik has to be very careful when he says things over. Because even though he just said it like that, kulo shane de ravada barava, lo akim le zara le Rav Huna. Just because he said it, it's like the pasuk in Koheles. Kishkaga shiosim pnei ashalit. The Gemara in Ksuvah talks about this. Like when a tzaddik says something, even by accident, it's like it comes out of the mouth of a king and you can't reverse it. Like Hashem listens to them so carefully, even when that. So all the children of Rav Huna, they died young, they wouldn't live out their lives. When Ravada barava was still alive. So it sounds like when Ravada barava died, maybe the curse was removed. But that's a, I remember Shechter said a little story, I forgot with who, the Chassam Sofer and somebody else, a big gadol, that he once accidentally sat in the Chassam Sofer's seat. And the Chassam Sofer said to him, no, it's okay, sit, stay there. So he understood from there that even though it was an accident, but like the similar lashon, that he's saying sit, stay there, he said he never grew in his learning after that ever again. I forgot which gadol this was. But that's how, because even the lashon just stay there, it's okay, stay in my seat, sit there, stay there. He was. He understood from there that it was saying like, "Don't you're not going to grow in your learning, and then that's it, then it's over." So we see, and also the opposite. How chashuv it is to get a bracha from a big tzaddik, and to get a bracha from him. It's like people travel hours. People wonder, oh, I'm traveling hours to get a bracha for half a second from Chaim Kanevsky, a bruha, bracha v'tzlacha. You never know how far that bracha v'tzlacha. Somebody is so close to Akash Baruch Hu, the koyach bracha that they have is tremendous. And I think. You know, people don't realize this. People in YU and the community, whatever, you have a shechter, so available. You know, people ask him all the time, ask him for a bracha. Go get a bracha from him. He's such a big tzaddik. And, you know, he's somebody who's kokulo, does avodas Hashem all day, a very kedai, to be getting brachas from these people. Sometimes you don't realize, people around you, like Rosh Hechter, hakoach ha bracha. You never realize the brachas that he gives. Anyway, so let's go weiter. So the Gemara says, so again, so now the Gemara is analyzing what the Yisod HaMachlokas is now. So this is a Gemara. Tarvayus Sviru HaKapas Kol HaRosh Shmei HaKapha. Everybody agrees that shaving of the entire head is going to be Shmei HaKapha. Now again, this is only really Lefi the way we have it. According to Tosos, it might be a little bit different. We're in the Shita of Rav Huna now. Rav Huna versus Rav Ada Brava. So that's clear. No, everybody would agree to this, even our version and Tosos. That is clear from the fact that Rav Huna matered only women to shave the children's heads, even though their entire beard was shaved, and similar thing with Rav Ada, we clearly see that everybody holds it. Hakafas Kol HaRosh is Asar. So what exactly is the Machlokas? What is the Machlokas over here? So says the Gemara, Rav Huna Savar Lo Takifu Pasu Sheichem Lo Sashchis Es Pasuk Anecha. That Pasuk, again, don't destroy the corners of your head or the corners of your beard. Whoever is in the parsha being subject to halachas of destroying his beard is also subject to the iser of rounding his head. Women are not subject to this halacha. Women are not subject to this halacha. So therefore, it only applies to men, and therefore they're not subject to the halacha of shaving it off either. Rav Ada Barava Savar Echad Amakif Echad Ikaf Mashba. Rav Ada Barava understood that both of them are going to be, meaning the Makif, even if he's not somebody's Chayav, if you're not rounding, Lo Takifu, though any way it's going to be rounded, even if it's a woman, it's going to be Asher to do so. Itkish Makif Lenikaf, and we learn the person shaving is being shaved as Kol Echad Nikaf Mechayav, Makif Nami Mechayav. So whenever a person being shaved would be Chayav because he's violating the Isser, so too the one who's shaving, even if they're not subject to the Isser, i.e. a woman, is going to be subject to the Isser as well. And since a katan is not himself old enough to be chayev to be punished for this, so then makif lami lo mechayev. The person shaving it would not be chayev either. So according to Rav Ada Barava, the Torah is not making a chiluk between man and woman as far as the iser of shaving someone's head is concerned. Whereas the iser to do so, women are also usher. For this reason, he was upset with Rav Huna. Rav Huna doesn't accept this pasuk is telling us that the makif and the nikaf are the same. According to him, even when the person being shaved is pater, the person shaving him may be chayav. Rav Huna's understanding that the iser for a man to shave his is that therefore be for a man to shave his head for a child. However, a woman who's not in the parasha b'chlal is not going to be subject to this halacha at all. So therefore, what comes out is according to Rav Huna, children are included in the iser against Baal Takif. Women are not, and therefore a man may not be makif the child's head, and a woman is allowed to because she's not subject to the iser, and she's also not usher to shave a man's head. What comes out from there, according to Rav Huna, according to Rav Ada Barava, it would be the opposite. Women are included in the iser of Baal Takif, and children are not, and therefore both a man and a woman are usher to be makif a child's head, but the children themselves would not be. So, and then when Rav Ada Barava was bothered by Chova, so then over here, he was arguing on the Rav Huna's point that a woman is exempted from the Isser over here. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up with Lema, Hakafas HaRosh, because there's already another point. Tonight, it's a Machlokas time. Be'ez Hashem will pick up with that in tomorrow's Daf.